make him keep his head up. And you had a better man, and...
And the things you hold in your hand when you drive are...
Is lines.
Is it the same thing if you're plowing?
Well, plowing, you use a rope most of the time.
Oh,
or, and this, driving to a buggy and wagon, you usually had leather lines.
If you're riding the horse, what do you hold?
You hold a rein, and most of the time a riding rider carries leather reins. And old country boy just riding his old mule horse out there bareback used a rope.
And what do you put your feet in if you've got a saddle?
Stirrups.
Okay. When you're plowing, do you have a name for the horse on the left or the horse in the furrow?
The lead and the off.
Which is which now?
Lead is the right.
Lead is right and the off is
the left.
And okay.
Most of all plowing, you turn to the right. Now, you got turners. I had one time, but it wasn't too good a turn. You could plow on the hillside and throw the dirt the same way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You plow going to, say, east out there around the hill from the west. Turning the dirt downhill would be to your right. Get over there and turn around. You flip the latch down there and turn that thing over. And when you went back, you turned it the same way. And you're just turning dirt all the time down the same way. It never was a good turning plow, though.
Mm-hmm. What is the kind of bird that can see in the dark? Big thing.
Well, nearly all birds see in the dark, but what you have reference to there in this area would be the owl. We have the hoot owl and the screech owl.
The hoot owl's the big one?
Hoot owl's the big one. And like the old girl, she got on praying for her husband, and this owl just happened to holler and say, hoo hoo. She said, just anyone, Lord, will do. And little old screech owl, it's kind of like crying or screaming. One of them, when I was about 6, 7 years old, back then, it didn't have no waterworks. She had to wash her feet at night in the wash pan. I was on the back porch washing my feet. That thing is an apple tree just right close to me there, and he let out that squalling noise. I throw that pan way out in the yard, water and all, and I went in the house just screaming for dear life.
Well, they won't hurt you, will they?
Oh, if you got a hold of them, they might bite you, stick the claws in you. Now, hawks and owls, they won't hurt you, but Uncle Will Harrod in Georgia, he winged a hawk, didn't kill it.
Mm-hmm.
The nigger was back before car days,
mm-hmm.
was going to mill, had 4 or 5 sacks of corn right up the middle of his wagon, letting the mule just go down that dirt road, laying up there like he was asleep. Uncle Will slipped up behind him, dropped that hawk over in his chest. When he done that, you know, he closed up. I don't know where he paints the negro or not. That nigger, he said, that Will said, he jumped about 2 foot high and hollered, good God Almighty. Said, catch a full grown nigger here in broad open daylight.
What are some kinds of freshwater fish that you get around here?
Well, we'll just start with the little ones on up.
All right.
The little old, perch, the sun perch, and then the little minnows. There's 2 or 3 different kinds of that. Then from that to suckers, cats, and shell crackers, bass, catfish, and on up the river there's drums and don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Here now everybody's got lakes now, and artificial lakes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they grow channel cats, blue cats.
Mm-hmm.
They feed them. You can put in April.